This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our next question, Brother Irfan emails, location not mentioned, and he says that he has a certain disfigurement that he was born with. He mentions it, I don't need to mention it in public, but he basically says that there is a condition that he was born with, slight disfigurement of the body, the physical body, and this condition, visible, it is a visible aberration, that it can be corrected via surgery. And he is asking that, is it permissible to undergo? He doesn't need it for life and death. He's able to live normally, but there is something about his appearance that can be, it draws attention. And if he were to undertake this surgery, that it will change the appearance and it will become better. And he is wondering that, is this permissible because he has read in the Quran that Shaytan has promised that he will delude mankind and he will change the creation of Allah. فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. So this is why he is asking this question.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
The response to this question is that there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind as a default to be in perfect symmetry and perfect harmony. Allah says in the Quran that He created us fi ahsani taqweem, in the best of all manners. And Allah says, صَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. He shaped and fashioned you and He perfected that fashioning. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is beautiful and He loves beauty. So there is no doubt that the default of how man has been created, the ideal man, the ideal woman, that it is something of beauty and of perfection. Some people are born with different medical conditions, with different, you know, call them birth defects even, aberrations, abnormalities. And this is a test for them and for those around them. And it is a means of raising their ranks as well. You see, anybody who has been tested with anything has the potential to gain much more than anybody else who has not been tested in that manner. And so we do not choose the time of our birth and the family of our birth and our social upbringing. We do not choose the circumstances of our birth and what we have been gifted with of DNA and of wealth inherited. It's all of Allah's qadr. And whatever Allah gives us, it is our test and trial. We are all being tested. We are all being tested, every one of us, but we're being tested in different ways. So I am being tested and you are being tested. And it is possible that, you know, in some ways my tests are easier and in some ways they're more difficult. And in other ways your tests are easier and in other ways your tests are more difficult. So of the things that Allah has tested is that some people are born very handsome or very beautiful, and that is a test from Allah. Our Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he was tested by beauty. Frankly, how many of us would have been able to pass that test, right? So he was tested with beauty. And other people are tested with other issues, and others are tested with defects, if you like, or aberrations of this nature. And if that is the case, then if they're able to, obviously, if they're not able to change for whatever reason, premodernity, or if it's a condition that cannot be changed, then we can only advise them to be patient and expect Allah's reward, and Allah Azza wa Jal will reward them. But the question arises, what if they can be changed? What if you're able to correct? These days, science has progressed, technology has progressed. Surgeries are now, you know, amazing things can be done. And much of what was considered to be impossible even a few decades ago is now standard and the norm. Simple example is the cleft, you know, that some children are born and they have an opening here in the cleft of their lips and they cannot smile. And a simple surgery that literally costs dollars, literally it costs dollars, that it can be put together and it appear to be normal. With respect to such operations and surgeries, there is pretty much no difference of opinion that it is permissible to undertake such corrective procedures with some very simple conditions. And of them is that there is no, you know, danger to the life or whatnot, that the person understands, you know, the risks, and the risks are trivial compared to the positives, that obviously qualified people do it, and that nothing haram is done to, you know, during that procedure. So again, very generic, basic, essentially, it is permissible to undertake corrective procedures to overcome a birth defect or even an acquired defect. For example, it is possibly, Allah protect all of us, but somebody might have a disease that will actually, you know, something will happen, an appendage will come out, or you know, some type of, you know, may Allah protect us, a cancer or growth. Can we not remove that? We should, we must, it is dawa. Or even if it's, you know, non-malignant, a tumor that's not going to hurt or harm us, but it looks abnormal. Yes, bismillah, go ahead and remove it, no problem. Or some people have an accident. And scars or a burn happens. Can they do skin grafting? Can they do something that will, you know, make their appearances appear to be normal as possible? All of this, pretty much all the councils that are active and most of the scholars that I'm aware of, in fact, I do not know anybody who disagrees, but I mean, you know, the reality is that there might be somebody, but generally speaking, this is something that is across the board, that corrective procedures are permissible. And the evidences for this are numerous. Of them are the generic hadith and verses in this regard. And of them is the principle of fiqh. There's something called the qawa'id, or the maxims of fiqh. And there are five in number. And one of them is al-dararu yuzal. Harm is to be eliminated. We get rid of harm. And this is a harm, and it should be eliminated. This is something that is harming you. It is making life awkward. Nobody likes that, you know, people are looking, or it's abnormal, marriage becomes problem. Nobody likes this. It's something that is not, you know, obviously conducive to one's mental health, and therefore it is completely permissible. In fact, it is also permissible to, if need be, and this is something that case by case basis, that even if some amount of, generally speaking, haram needs to be done to obtain a great amount of halal, actually it is permissible in some cases. Unlike what some of our innocent Muslims think, that you can never do any amount of haram. No, we look at, well, you're allowed to eat pork if you're going to die, right? And again, I'm giving a drastic example, but the point being, the principle of lesser of two evils applies. And it is mentioned in the hadith in Abu Dawud and Muslim Imam Ahmad by Arfaja ibn As'ad, that his grandfather had a nose that had been chopped off in the wars of the wars of Kulab in the days of Jahiliyyah. So he was in a battle in the days of Jahiliyyah, and his entire nose had been chopped off. And obviously you can imagine the disfigurement. You can imagine, you know, looking at that and you feel nauseous, or you feel, you know, very, very bad to look at that. And so he was allowed to make a nose straight out of silver, and to wear a fake nose made out of silver. But that one, it spoiled. It didn't stick, and it spoiled, it became rotten. And so the Prophet ﷺ allowed him to make a nose out of gold. This is a hadith in the Muslim Imam Ahmad and other books. The Prophet ﷺ allowed him to make a nose out of gold, so he would have a fake nose. Now, you know it's fake, but at least looking at it, he looks more normal than if there was nothing over there. Now, the point of this hadith is that, as we are all aware, generally speaking, a man is not allowed to wear gold. In fact, it is something that we know is not allowed. And yet in this case, and by the way, this is not a life and death, he's not going to die, but it looks very, very bad, and people are going to stare. Now, having the goal, people are still going to stare, but the disgust will be much less. He's going to be much more normal, a prosthetic nose in place, and using actual gold, right? And so the Prophet ﷺ allowed him to do this. So this clearly demonstrates that it is permissible to undertake corrective surgery for aesthetic purposes. Aesthetic, because again, the nose was not a life and death for him, but it's a matter of looking. So if you are looking abnormal for whatever reason, something has happened to you, or even a birth defect, and there is a corrective procedure, A birth defect can be corrected. Any type of issue that can be brought back to normal, then insha'Allah ta'ala, by pretty much, you know, all of the scholarly bodies, you know, sometimes there's an extra finger, sometimes this and that, there's an appendage that is there, a growth that is there, anything of this nature, corrective surgery, you know, facial features are not normal, whatever, and you can correct them. So this is something that can be done, no problem, insha'Allah ta'ala. So your question is easily answered. Now, the other part of this question that you did not ask, but it will come because of this, I'm going to just quickly go over this. What if everything is normal, you are a normal person, but you want to do a surgery or a procedure simply to beautify yourself, okay? So you want to look better than you actually are. You're not satisfied with the shape of your nose. Okay, you're not satisfied with, you know, the size of a particular limb. Okay, you're not, you know, you want to look this or that. In this case, this is where we do find a much more scholarly difference of opinion, if you like. Corrective surgery, remediation, anything that you're making up, covering up a fault, pretty much no problem. Go ahead and get it done. To look normal, average, like most people are, because something has happened to you or you were born a certain way, we can cut a lot more slack. But if you're going to open the door to beautification, if you're going to open the door to permanent procedures simply because you are not satisfied with the shape of your nose, as I said, okay, you're not satisfied with your facial structure, you're not satisfied with, you know, ladies have certain things that they want to enhance or whatnot, and you want to do something just not because it's abnormal, not because it's something that is below average and people are going to, you know, not appreciate you as a human being. Like if some people are born, Allah has tested them, their face is disfigured or whatever, and surgeries can correct that. And they can look, you know, if not fully, but at least acceptable. That's no problem. But now, if you're going to open this door, then really, that's requires a longer discussion, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail because I just wanted you to be aware that there are, in fact, many differences of opinion. But generally speaking, the scholarly bodies, the councils of fiqh, are more on the prohibitive side when it comes to beautification. And they're more on the closing this door of wanting to just change your features simply because you want to look more handsome or more beautiful. And the International Islamic Fiqh Academy in the year 2007, it issued a fatwa number 173, 11-18. You can look this up. It's a very detailed fatwa. It's a lengthy fatwa, but the summary of it is that this is, of course, the International Islamic Fiqh Academy. This is one of the largest, you know, academies, the Majma' al-Fiqh of the world, one of the largest in the world. They issued a detailed fatwa, and they said that it is permissible to perform any surgery that is safe and whose effects will be minimally harmful if it is done to correct a defect or to better a look that is considered abnormal. Okay, regardless of whether one was born that way or acquired it due to a disease or because of an accident. So, to correct a defect or to look normal from something that is abnormal. However, they said, surgeries that are done for the sake of beautification, so that one can look like, you know, a model, somebody that's, you know, different than them. They said that this would not be allowed, and they explicitly mentioned face enhancements and you know, breast procedures that women do and others. They said this would not be allowed because you're opening up the door for evil, for israf, for vanity. You're feeding your ego, you know, you're becoming a bit narcissistic, about obsessed with your looks to the point of it becoming unhealthy. They also said this is where the threat of shaitan would apply, that I'm going to change the creation of Allah, because shaitan threatened, and shaitan said, as is in the Quran, that you just watch, I'm going to make sure that they change the creation of Allah. فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. So from this, to bring about a permanent change, we're not talking about beautification of the clothes or beautification of, you know, a permanent change that is done to look For lack of a better word, you know, above average. You are average, you're okay. But now you want to start, and this, all of this, by the way, is relative, right? In one culture, in one society, average is something, above average is something else. And so if you open this door, you're really gonna, go down a very, very dangerous route and a very vain and a very narcissistic route that clearly the Sharia would not want you to do. So, bottom line, to conclude, in this question, to perform a procedure to correct an aberration so that it looks normal. And by the way, this includes, you know, teeth, for example, right? If teeth are very crooked or whatnot, and you just get the braces to look normal, you just get a normal smile, for example, right? That's something that inshallah ta'ala is permissible. But to start changing your body and to start fine-tuning your face and your weather and whatever, because you are not satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, the general ruling in those would be that they are not allowed for multiple reasons, and of them is that there's an element of narcissism, and of them that you're opening the door for israf and being vainglorious and a type of vanity, and of them is that the threat of shaitan will be applicable to you. And so with this, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the conclusion of today's lecture, and inshallah I will see you next Tuesday. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.